They had sheds for them.
Okay.
Where they could get protection, and they had, they call it the lot, where they go out the grave and they wasn't working, call it the lot.
Would you let all the animals out? Was it near the barn?
Yeah, that's right.
Just let all the animals out there?
Well, they had division fences sometimes. You know, they didn't want them in certain areas. They could just shut them all.
Was it fenced in?
Yeah.
What kind of fence?
Well, they had barbed wire fence, and they also had picket fence. You know what's a picket fence?
That was, can you describe how they were made? Were they woven?
No.
Or were they nailed?
They were nailed. They would, a picket fence was cut to go into a point. That was to try to retain them from trying to get out, you know. And then they had barbed wire fence where they put three or four strings of barbed wire to post. No, this area, they never had the woven fences here. Not to my knowledge, maybe before I came along.
But you had to dig holes for the...
Oh yeah, you got to dig holes no matter what kind. That's why your foundation would, you know, hold them up.
For the
pup. Yeah.
Did you remember any other kind of wooden fences?
No.
Do you remember a fence where they'd lay one over the other like that?
I've seen them, but not here in this area. No.
Okay. Or did you ever see a wood fence that you'd have a post and they'd stick a piece of wood through it?
A peg.
Mm. You know what a pew fence was?
No, they didn't have those types of fence around in this area. I think I've seen them on television, though. But not here.
Okay. They left somebody
hurt. I guess. Yeah, they must be.
Did your father raise lots of cattle?
No, they mostly raised cattle for their own use, to have milk cows. Alternating, there were two or three coming in.
Now, I bet that's something you did a lot of.
With milking? No, I never did a lot of milking. I did milk, and I do know how. But not a lot of it. Daddy used to milk. One time my mother was sick and my sister and I, we were out there and we wanted milk for our breakfast. So we started milking and we were complimenting ourselves and we were about to cow kick. We got a bath of milk.
You carried milk in the...
In a bucket, regular milk bucket.
Was it made out of...
Well, most of it those days, yes, was out of tin and they had very fine doors. It was made out of brass. Now that was a real good bucket, a milk bucket. But they didn't have all these bottles to put milk in during my time. They used to put it in crocks. And sometimes in jugs. Now we had an open well. One that was dug out and then bolted up so it wouldn't cave. And we couldn't get ice, well, just occasionally, in other words. So Mama used to a lot of times put the milk in a gallon jug. You'd tie a rope on it and let it down in the well, and it wouldn't sour because your well would keep it cool. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Then finally they started delivering milk. I mean ice. And that ice used to be brought up here on a boat. That's right.
Up the bottom.
I think it came from Plasma. And then they finally got the delivery and into the house. Well, you buy 50 pounds, but you got 25 pounds.
You got the house.
Yeah, a good bit of it melted. So,
Was there a place where you would milk the cows off in the barn or?